Welcome back. It's episode two. It's part two of the two-part premiere. So it's two episodes. Well, you know about the first episode, but this is episode two. This is part two. Today's topic is, of course, gay. What is it? Is there money to be made with it? And when you think about it, isn't masturbation an inherently gay sex act? We're going to get into all of these questions and a whole lot more besides here in the following hour. But first, I wanted to offer a little peek behind the process here at Yappy Hour to demonstrate to the audience that this is a serious production. We aren't fooling around. We aren't f***ing idiots. Yes, we've been racking our brains big time over here trying to figure out how could we ever hope to top a headline-making altercation with former President Barack Obama as a way to open up the show. How can we make the second episode, the second part of this big two-part premiere, even better than that? Could we top that? Ultimately, we decided no, we could not. So, folks, it brings me absolutely no joy to once again introduce our 40-something president, Mr. Barack Obama. Barack, welcome back to Yappy Hour.
Yes, who's this?
Okay, I am not doing that one again. It was a classic Obama's trick.
You know Barack, don't you?
Look, I'm not going to fall into these traps. I have been heavily advised to apologize to you for how things went down in the last episode, our big premiere episode.
Tell me the truth.
You know, I'm very sensitive about my booty department, especially in these fraught, troubled times. Barack, I don't need you commenting on it.
Of course.
And I guess I am sorry for calling you a skinny ass, even though you are.
Yes.
But that doesn't give you the right. I mean, you are the one who was talking about the high road.
You don't understand.
Don't understand what? The high road? The concept of the high road? No, I understand. I'm going to take the high road right now. You were actually the sitting president when gay marriage was legalized, weren't you? Wait. Who's that man behind you? Has he been there the whole time? Who's that man?
That man is Joe Biden.
Come
what
on.
The fuck?
Come on, folks.
Obama.
I know how to game the system.
Oh, my God. Joe.
He talks about, don't worry. It's all going to be over soon.
Okay, what do you want to talk about, Joe?
A good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe.
Stop.
The rest
Stop.
Of Europe. Come
Wait,
on.
Get him the fuck. Get him out. Get him both.
That was really a productive session.
I'm Barack
Joe
Obama.
Biden. Fuck you. Fuck you, Obama. We'll be right
Keep
back.
Keep yapping.
Today's episode of Yappy Hour is brought to you by... Oh, wow. It's actually brought to you by Gay. Gay. It's the topic and the sponsor. Gay can really be even more normal than it is, still. There's nothing really wrong with it. Like, if God says it's bad, then sort of f*** that particular God. There are a lot of gods. And goddesses, even. Gay. It's kind of like being a lesbian. Try code YAPPY at gay.com for 20% off your first can? Back to the show. We are back from our first ad break, which means it's time for the first segment. Now, our first segment today is a real fan favorite. That's right. Back again. It is OED Ranked Abridged. Can we get the thing? OED Ranked Abridged is where we take the topic of today's episode, provide the official Oxford English Dictionary 2nd edition CD-ROM definition, and then rank it according to the previously elaborated upon ranking system from OED Ranked proper. Now let's boot into our Windows XP PC here and look at the definition for gay. There are actually two definitions here, one for the adverb, adjective, and noun version, and one for the verb version. Real quickly, the adjective of gay, first definition A, of persons, their attributes and actions, full of or disposed to joy and mirth, manifesting or characterized by joyous mirth, lighthearted, exuberantly cheerful, sportive, merry. Beautiful. All, like a series of wonderful, delightful words. Gay verb, A, to be gay. B, trans, to make gay, to give a bright and pleasant look to embellish. little historical note here. 1581, Mulcaster from Positions. Their natural towardness doth call upon us to see them. Girls. We're going to give gay an S. That is an easy S. And that'll take us right into our first yap session of the episode. And with a topic as important and divisive as this one, I'm very glad we have them here with us today. Please, please, welcome to the show a real German scientist.
Warum bin ich so fröhlich, so fröhlich, so fröhlich? Bin ausgesprochen fröhlich, so fröhlich war ich nie. Ich war schon öfter fröhlich, ganz fröhlich, doch so verblüffend fröhlich war ich bis heute noch nie.
Er ist auch schon mal traurig, so abgrundtief traurig.
Oh,
dann ist er schaurig traurig und tut ihm alles weh.
A real German scientist, welcome, or should I say, welcome to Cabaret.
Hello, glad to be here.
Very excited to have you here. We have what an incredible theme song. First off, you hear the child's voice, and you're like, okay, I know what this is. I kind of get what I'm in for. And then the man's voice comes in.
Oh, yeah, the man is great.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. If anyone listening to this doesn't understand German, the child's part is them basically sing, oh, why am I so happy, so happy, so happy? And when the man comes in, he goes, but he's sometimes sad, so very much sad, so sad that it hurts. So it really sells that contrast.
Yeah, that is a really stark contrast. I did not know. I'm learning this now for the first time. I have looked into the show, Alfred J. Quack. That came from. I was like debating whether or not to give it away. I was like, we could just kind of separate it and make it like a real German scientist's own special thing. But I think the people should know. I think the people need to know about this show. As a stupid American, you know, I represent the stupid American audience, I think, for the most part. I think I tend to draw stupid Americans. When we connected, yeah. I was like a real German scientist taking a shine to me, taking a liking to the likes of me, an idiot.
I took my scientific qualities and brought them to this American program.
And we thank you for it. Honestly, it is a true pleasure. You know, we really suck ass over here. We really don't know anything about anything. We certainly don't.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'll be the first to admit it. I mean, you know, you laugh all you want. It's very serious, you know, generally speaking. It's very serious how stupid we are. But Alfred J. Quack, I mean, like, really quick, it's a show about a little duck.
Yeah.
Anything else that's important?
Yeah. Something interesting about Alfred J. Quack from a production standpoint is that it's one of those European cartoons that was also a co-production with Japan. So it's one of those, oh, it's technically anime kind of productions. Like
secret
if you want
anime.
Secret anime like Heidi or Vicky the Viking.
This is huge.
It's not really that secret, because like if you watch the intro, there's like a couple of German names as like they came up with the concept. Then after it, like five Japanese names, they were like, "That's the people who directed it."
And it was a comic though too. It's almost like a Moomin scenario.
Yeah, very much a Moomin scenario, and I know that it might come off as ironic, but I do genuinely recommend Alfred J. Quack as like a cartoon for 6-year-olds.
Yeah, I think I will be getting into it just to just to know, just to see. I mean, you mentioned one of the characters has a Hitler arc. One of the characters kind of turns into a Hitler.
Oh yeah,
figure.
So the premise of the show is going back to it being a secret anime. It's a slice of life anime about the life of Alfred J. Quack. And, you know, during his childhood, he has, like, bullies. And one of his bullies is Ka, the crow. And as we follow the show along and all the characters become adults, Ka just becomes Hitler.
That is crazy. That is crazy. I think I've seen an image of this. This is not a visual podcast, as all of our listeners understand, but it literally, like, this character kind of at a point become, like, looks just like Hitler, like, has kind of the haircut, a moustache.
He is Crow Hitler, which is the same because crows rule.
Yeah, it is a shame. Shouts out Crow and Sluggy. Shouts out Jimble. Hopefully we'll have Jimble on the show at some point.
Jimble.
Would you say, as a real German scientist, can we confirm once and for all, Hitler was gay, right?
Oh, no.
No, we have no science on this. We have no data on this.
Hitler definitely wasn't gay.
A closeted homosexual.
Not a closeted homosexual. Here's the thing. Hitler has the same kind of aura that Donald Trump does, where they're both these, like, campy individuals that seem like a parody of heterosexuality, but it's a misconception. It's a confusion. They're just the logical endpoint of heterosexuality.
I had this theory going that they were sort of logical endpoints of, like, the entropy of the male id.
Oh yeah, when I say heterosexuality in this context, I also have to bundle in, like, patriarchy, capitalism, and colonialism, like every part of, like, everything that overlaps with heterosexuality. Like, they are the end product of what society wants a man to be.
But in a sort of funhouse mirror, even it's like to this extreme that's not even practical, let's say.
Yeah, the big misconception about the Nazis, they were not practical.
Well, no, I don't think anyone thinks that they were practical. Even the supporters and stuff like that, I'm sure at this point understand, you know, if a plebe such as me even knows that you don't fight a war on two fronts. That's sort of thing. And that's a lesson we learned from the failures of the Nazis, the big idiots.
You also shouldn't fight a war by feeding all your soldiers meth, which they did.
They did do that.
Yeah.
We don't have to focus on the Nazis, but I did want to clear that up. That's been a big thing that's on everyone's minds, especially lately, like, and we're talking to a real German scientist, so I just want to say, you know, people think Hitler was in the closet. People think, you know, he was into that sort of thing. There's nothing wrong with it, obviously, if he was.
There's nothing wrong.
But I do think it would be a bad form of representation, for sure, for the larger community.
Yeah, we already have a lot of bad queers. We don't need Hitler also.
Who would you say is the worst queer? It's a tough question. I mean, you brought it up. If there are a lot of bad queers, I mean, who's one of the worst, let's say? We don't have to say the worst.
One of the worst. I guess any queer that's, like, a high-ranking politician.
Interesting. There are a few.
Yeah. An immediate example I can think of is here in Germany, we have the AfD, which is the Nazi party. They're not actually Nazis, but they do sure have a lot of connections with neo-Nazi organizations.
Interesting.
And the head person of it, like the main person who like gets elected for stuff and is like the person they put in their commercials is, what's their name again? I'm bad with German politics. I think it's Alice Weidel or something. And she's a lesbian.
Okay.
Which is constantly bizarre because if you listen to any of her talks, she very much has conservative German politics. AKA, she just says Nazi shit all the time.
It is mind-boggling to me. I try to stay somewhat apolitical, which is political, but then to garnish that, I get radically political. Look, I'll have to do some more research into that, but that is interesting. I wanted to ask. We're almost done. I say this with every guest, but isn't that crazy how time flies away like that? But we asked one of the hardest hitting questions. While we're on the subject, I wanted to know what's a song you listen to when you want to feel really gay?
For when I die and when I'm ashes.
I have to look up what it's called because it's a remix specifically.
It's a specific remix?
Yeah, of like an obscure song no one knows. So it's like. So
what's the band?
Again. I don't know what the band is. The way I find music is I just go on like YouTube or whatever website and just find a song. And sometimes it's a re-upload. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, especially these days.
Come on, song. Come to me, my little song.
Do you have any sort of like scientific methods? We have about another minute and a half here. You could just look for the song. I don't really care. Have you felt gay lately? Have you felt a desire to be more gay? I feel like it's maybe more urgent now than ever for everyone to be more gay.
I found the song. Sorry to interrupt you. The song is called When I Die, Pepper Coyote Remix.
Incredible. Please send a link. We'll layer that some of that in here. And you listen to this when you wanna feel gay.
Yeah, it's a song about how eventually you'll die and that's fine. And beautiful. When I think about my queerness, I often think about the fact that due to various contexts, I'm not very open about it. Or sometimes I have regrets about how open I am about it in like my actual real life and not online, which is a whole other dichotomy.
Yes.
And I sometimes have regrets of like... when I die, will I be happy with how I have used my life? And this song, I don't know, kind of reassures me that when I'm at the end of my life, I'll just be a bag of bones and that will be fine. I will have lived a full life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, Real German Scientist, for joining us on this big, historic, hard-hitting episode. We have one little thing left where it's called like the free minute. We still haven't locked in a name. It's the second episode. We'll get a name together. But you get a full minute when the timer hits one to just talk about anything you want, anything that's pressing to you uninterrupted. And that's for you.
Okay. Whatever I want to talk about. Well, I want to stay on the topic of gay shit. So when it comes to being gay or just general being queer stuff, there's a lot of people who constantly try to enforce like rules for it or hierarchies. Like that's a good way to be queer. That's a bad way to be queer. And I think that trying to, you know, reverse engineer hierarchies or ways of being for queer existence is kind of antithetical to it. Like, I don't know. I don't have the best answers to it or the ideal answers on how to live. But I think rules suck and you shouldn't make them. And as a reminder...
And that's all the time we have. We'll be right back. Today's episode of Happy Hour is brought to you by Gay. Here's 10 or so seconds worth of unbroken audio of hardcore gay sexual intercourse happening in a film entitled Undercover, winner of the Best Gay Video 1990 at the AVN Awards.
Yeah, I suck that cock. Suck that cock like a man.
Gay. Did you hear that? Try code YAPPY at gay.com for 20% off your first gay. Back to the show. And we're back. Yappy Hour Part 2, the big two-part premiere extravaganza. We're going to, you know, but it's time. I think we need a little bit of familiarity. We just met a new friend, hopefully a long-time yapper. Hopefully we'll see them again. Here. We are not a video podcast. Anyways, without further ado, it's our old friend, Deathbot.
I love it. Oh, it's pow.
I'm walking out. I'm waving to the crowd. You know, you're saying it's not a visual podcast, but I bring that element, right? Like, you can... You're in the room with me.
It's theater of the mind, my dear Deathbot. How the fuck have you been? It's episode 2.
I'm doing good. They got me back in like the working mines, but you know, aside from that, I'm chilling.
I heard you're gainfully employed.
That's right. Gainfully employed.
I don't want to say too much, but by the state no less.
I think it's by a city. I think that's how that works, but still.
The city. Now, mind you, a city is in a state.
Fuck. Fuck. Maybe it's a city state. I didn't look into that. I gotta.
What is a city state? That's like when a city decides it's a government, right? Something like that?
I think that's what was, they were
when
doing
the
that
mayor
shit
is
back
like,
in.
I'm a governor.
Back in like Greece or some shit. Is Greece. That when city states was real? And it was basically like, you know, the capital of a state. I think that's true. I don't. Is that gay?
Oh, is that... Well, when we're getting into ancient Greece, fuck yes. Don't bleep that. Do not bleep that one. You know, maybe I'll take all the bleeps out for this episode. Keep it gay, you know?
Right, yeah. What could be gayer than getting flagged on whatever social media website?
Well, no. So what? So we go out on Apple Podcasts. I think I unchecked the thing. I don't think you can get real podcasts on Spotify. If you can, that you shouldn't be allowed to. If you use Spotify, hopefully there is some sort of illusory spell on this. And if it's there, you just can't see it.
Yeah, it just sounds like a business podcast when you boot that shit up.
Real podcast, that has to be fake. And then you skip right by it. But with that said, I don't think they censor you. I think you could say fucking shit. I really don't think they care. I think it really is all about rating and reviewing. Mm-hmm. Which I think we have like a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts. Pretty funny. Not gay.
Not gay.
To me. A 1-star review, not gay. 5 stars. Mm-hmm. That's camp. Beautiful.
It's camp. Yeah, they're going over the top with it.
So it is really funny to me when podcasts are like, leave us 5 stars, and then you like go look, and it is like all 5-star reviews and they say just like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I love it when they talk. If you're going to leave a 5-star review about this podcast, please review a book that you read when you were of a mind to read books, when you were into books. Most people aren't into books anymore, would you say?
Yeah, probably. It's, I don't...
Would you say?
I feel like at my biggest book reading, I was reading on like a commute to school, and now I have to drive the car, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah, my most of my reading was done on like commutes and stuff when I was commuting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really commute much anymore.
Damn.
Kind of lost out. Also not gay. Not
also
reading.
Not gay.
Not gay.
That's true.
I don't know. I think we decided off mic beforehand to just really lean in to things being gay. You know what was on my mind though? We finally got to the Blink episode of Doctor Who with the Weeping Angels, the like famous the famous statues.
I was going to say I don't know anything about Doctor Who, and then I thought about it for 1 second, and I think
you
that's
know,
like
you know
the one
things.
Thing I know
you
about
know
Doctor
things.
Who.
I don't even know why I brought that up, but I guess I brought it up just to mention I've now seen that. To the Who fans in the crowd who've been following mm-hmm. my Who journey, I finally saw Blink for the first time, and it is awesome. I had no idea it was like a Carey Mulligan movie. That was like masquerading as a Doctor Who episode, and I thought all the little things they did were really good. That's but I only brought that up to say that what I want to talk about is Captain Jack, who is just like walking around hitting on everything that moves, everyone. It doesn't matter. A bisexual king. It's a beautiful thing, and it's crazy to see in Doctor Who, of all places.
Okay, this is still Doctor Who. I was thinking,
yeah.
You know the like Eurobeat song or whatever the fuck from the mid 2000s. You know, hey, oh, Captain Jack. You know that shit?
No.
Okay.
It will be playing. It will be playing.
It will be playing. Okay,
it will
that's
be playing
good.
For the audience right now.
Yeah, let me
and
let
I
me throw this on for you.
Here.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful,
incredible. But no, I don't know that song, Captain Jack. Was that no? Wait, no. Oh, that was a Lonely Island song too. I just flashed on that.
Are you thinking
Jack Sparrow? I think. Yeah,
this
and it was
Mike. The time.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is Michael Bolton.
Yes, yes. Amanda loves that song.
It's pretty good.
It
pretty
is
good.
Funny. It and it kind of holds up. It does kind of hold up.
I feel like that's how I feel roughly about Lonely Island. It is funny. It does kind of hold up.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing it. They did do it.
Look, I don't know where you personally stand, and I know, generally speaking, you know, people of a certain inclination all kind of agree that Popstar is great. But I will reiterate. I will belabor the point. I think Popstar is really good. I think that's a really, really funny movie, and it holds up and will hold up.
Oh, as we've previously discussed, I've never seen a movie somehow, so I've
yeah,
yet
you
to
haven't,
see that
you haven't
one.
Seen a lot of movies. What's the gayest movie you've watched lately?
We did, it was, I guess it wasn't a double feature, it was back-to-back nights, but we did watch Cabaret, and then I was like, well, we have to watch The Birdcage, because I'm the only one in the room who's seen that. So
oh,
we
wow.
did watch those back-to-back, right.
You got to expose some people to Birdcage?
Yeah, yeah, but I'd never seen Cabaret, so it was, you know, I was about to say cultural exchange, it was, you know, gay-to-gay communication.
What did you think of Cabaret?
It's crazy. I loved it.
It's crazy, right?
It's like really good. It like both has some shit to say, but also is better musical theater than I've seen a lot of.
Yeah.
I'm not a musical theater head, but
yeah.
it banged, you know?
Yeah.
Liza Minnelli going crazy out there.
Liza Minnelli, you Liza Minnelli, when your biggest exposure to Liza Minnelli is Arrested Development and you see Cabaret,
you're, right.
you're like, oh my God. And it makes it that much funnier.
Right. Like, oh, she's kind of funny. I get it. I get why. And then you like watch that movie and it's like, oh,
like,
no, she's like Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant also.
Yeah, I could just pull that out and say, yeah, Liza Minnelli makes any person go, this is good radio. Yeah, cabaret,
boing.
Cabaret, boing. I was talking to someone. I was bemoaning that I don't have a my soundboard for the podcast.
You just have to make them live.
It's
fine.
I think it's better for the audience.
Yeah, it's too easy to like you remember one button's there and you just start going crazy.
Jesus Christ! So we're already almost out of time. Fantastic yap session so far. Cabaret is pretty gay. I guess for the plug portion, we can reiterate something we've been asking so far this set. But what's a song you listen to when you want to feel really gay?
I'm gonna give like a maybe off kilter answer here. The last show I went to that felt really gay, I went and saw Onomanaguchi, and they had merged their show with like an already happening like emo show of largely local bands.
Oh,
and like a full half of the crowd was transgender women. You know, I guess, you know, closing in on near the end of my second episode, I could say, hey, pronouns she, her, transgender woman, all that. You know, happy pride, folks.
If you don't know, now you know.
Right. So, in my head, Onomanaguchi's Prom Night is a gay-ass song to me.
Yes. Yes. We'll layer that in. I love Onomanaguchi.
Yeah, I've been listening to them for so long, you know, stole a little aesthetic style from them, but, you know, that's what is aesthetic style for, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that's a big part, and they've always been, especially Onomanaguchi, you know, specifically, has always been part of that sort of, like, Jeff Rosenstock sort of DIY aesthetic scene
right.
That is very, you know, open to all, but I think they would be flattered and would love to hear that, if anything, from you. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, oh,
right,
you saw
I think
us
that
and
too.
thought shit we were doing looked cool and was like a vibe. I think they would you know, cream their jeans. I'll be so
yeah,
bold.
Absolutely. They're
I was going to say come all
happy
over their
pride.
Pants,
happy
but I think
right, they're
they
being
would cream
fun
their
with
jeans. It's a lot better. We're a good clean show. This is a family show. It's a big gay family show. All right?
Let's go.
Let's go.
We are family, you know?
We are family. Honestly, that song makes me feel super gay. Okay, you just watched Birdcage.
Yeah, that's in there repeatedly.
It's in there
that's
a lot. I could have sworn it was only in there like a couple times. Like one or two times. Is it more than two times?
Ooh, see, I was going to say like three, because
like
I know
three.
It gets mentioned middle of it. I think it gets played like beginning, middle, end, right?
Right. Okay. See, that sounds more right to me. But it doesn't play like in full every time. Anyways, that is a song that makes, I think, most people feel gay.
Right.
That, and would you say that like ABBA, like almost every single ABBA song is gay?
Yeah, I would say that.
Even the new stuff.
Even the ones that are like about a straight relationship drama, those
it's,
are
but
also
the
gay.
The straight relationship drama is because one of the people in it is gay. Like, right? Like, that's the subtext of every ABBA song like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Fuck, I didn't think about that.
I do like, I love ABBA for the record. I've never seen either of the Mamma Mias. I might have to rectify that this summer.
My one partner is a high school teacher who also does the drama club. So I have seen a high school drama production of Mamma Mia.
Unbelievable. Deathbot, fantastic yap. You know the drill. You got your free minute. coming up
right now? I was gonna say I had a second song ready to go. Opening for Anna Monoguchi at that show was Full Body 2, the number 2, their song Enix Wake. That shit is so good. I've listened to that like a million times. And then I don't know, I guess in the full minute, go out there, be gay. My last yep, I said go out there, listen to music. I don't know, go out there, be gay. Just fuck around, who gives a shit? I don't know if I got more to say in a minute. I don't... Happy Pride,
go
folks.
Off.
Go off. I'm going off. Go watch The Birdcage. That shit's really funny. That shit's really funny. Robin Williams is really funny.
If you've never seen The Birdcage, watch the fucking Birdcage.
Our classic gay celebrity Robin Williams. They love honor him.
We'll be right back.
Yep. Nailed it.
Today's episode of Yappy Hour is brought to you by Gay. This sponsorship was actually removed from the agenda, but I decided to do it anyways because I'm a little stinker like that. You know, they said I haven't sucked enough cocks like a man to read these ads, but you know what? I may not have sucked a lot of cocks, but life fucks me in the ass every single day I'm alive, and that's plenty gay to me. Plus, I'm non-binary. Gay. It's sort of like being a lesbian. Try code Yappy at gay.com for 20% off your first can. And now, back to the show. And we're back after our final ad break to premiere a brand new segment here on Yappy Hour. That's right. It's one that's built to last and entertain for years to come. It's a segment we're calling Moby Dick. Moby Dick, or The Whale, by Herman Melville. Chapter 1. Loomings. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind precisely how long, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought I would sail about a little and see the watery part of the world. It is a way I have of driving off the spleen and regulating the circulation. Whenever I find myself growing grim about the mouth, whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, whenever I find myself involuntarily pausing before coffin warehouses and bringing up the rear of every funeral I meet, and especially whenever my hypos get such an upper hand of me that it requires a strong moral principle to prevent me from deliberately stepping into the street and methodically knocking people's hats off, then I account it high time to get to sea as soon as I can. And that's all the time we have for Moby Dick today. All right, before we get to the final Yap session of this truly historic episode, I just want to say the future is bulletproof. The aftermath is secondary. It's time to do it now and do it proud. So please, let's welcome to Yappy Hour the one, the only, Horse C. Horse, welcome. Welcome to Yappy Hour. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Very excited to yappy.
to yap and to be yapping. You blasted my ass in the face with a shotgun blast of nostalgia for, I don't even know how long ago that was. You might remember that theme song.
Yeah, you know, I think it was about a year ago that this happened, that I sent you the radioactive noise that became its basis.
Yeah, the absolutely cursed machine song. See, that's the thing though. Like you spend enough time around machines and computers and things like that, and it becomes like a bird song to you almost. They're screaming, but there's a bird song like quality to it. Yeah, Horse sent me this clip of this cursed machine at work, and I was just like, there's a song here. I guess. And I was like, I must have been tooling around that day. And I put together that beat, and I totally forgot about it until it came through the DM. So this is my theme song. Blasted me. Unassuming shotgun blast, which I would say maybe, I don't know if you're known for. That's certainly something I find in reading your strip. Nothing Doing, of course. We don't have to get into that just yet. But you are a very talented and lovely. What would you call yourself? A strip worker?
That's a good. I haven't heard that one. I think I'm gonna have to keep that one in my back pocket. I would just say cartoonist, I guess. Cartoonist.
Sure. Right.
That's like the classic.
Not strip work.
Yeah.
Not strip work.
I do like that though. That might just be, you know, I might start introducing my. I might put that on the business card. You know, if I had a business card, I don't.
You don't. Well, you know, and they're so wasteful.
I don't have a business.
They're so wasteful.
They are. Yeah.
I like. You know what I like to get? I like a pin. I like when someone has a pin, or something like an enamel
yeah.
pin. That is a logo or a character or something like that. You know,
yeah.
I'd much rather that. And it's like, oh, I always remember that, you know. Like last
yeah.
time I went to Cake, I got like a two or three like little enamel pins, like people's OCs and things like that, little logos
yeah.
and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was that fucking person at Cake. I don't need a business card. I don't need you to kill a tree. They are doing incredible things with recycling business cards, though.
I mean, that's true, yeah. paper. That's the end of my sentence.
You know enough. I know, like, I don't know if you want to get into the day job or anything like that. You stop me if I'm pushing too far.
No, you're good. I have nothing interesting to say about it right now.
That was going to be my point, is that you've worked
yeah.
and been beaten down so much that all you can say is paper. And I know what you
yeah.
mean. I don't know if the audience understands. Just years of dealing with these cursed machines, making these sounds. You heard the sounds, audience. You heard the sounds.
Well, I've actually, you know, what's nice about the song is that it's made me retroactively much more fond of that particular machine, because the whole thing with that machine is that it's like, what it does is it takes a little strip and it sits that little strip on a bunch of paper and it binds them like a little bookie.
Mm-hmm.
But making it accept one single strip can take up to half an hour because it just keeps spitting it out and saying no thank you. But now that this song exists in my heart, it only makes that noise when it accepts the strip. So now I'm just like, I can sit there and I can wait. And I'm like, once this works, I get to hear my little song.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. My heart is so full. That's what Yappy Hour is all about. You know?
Yeah.
Reaching out, connecting, talking about these topics, I think. We spoke to... Now, I know, you know, we keep you in the green room. I know there's no feed. I know you can't hear the conversations. We spoke to a real German scientist earlier in the show. We have
wow.
scientific proof. Hitler is not gay. Hitler is scientifically
oh.
not gay. We broke that earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
We do got to get a feed in there for the guests. We got to let, you know... We got to let you hear what the hell we're talking about somehow earlier in the show. But that brings it. That's, you know, that's something I thought you should know, since that it's literally breaking news. We broke a scientific new ground today. We're ending the conversation.
Yeah. Well, I got to say that's a relief.
No one ever has to talk about it again.
Yeah, I'm happy to know this. You know, it's been on my mind. But
it's been on everyone's
wow.
minds. That's what I said. That's what I said earlier. It's been on everyone's minds lately, and now it's over. We don't have to waste our time talking about that anymore. If you're mad about it, write in. But we don't. You know, we don't have to talk about it anymore. But gay. What's your relation to gay? Obviously, I know you like gay. We all like gay here.
Yeah, gay's pretty classic. You know, if I had to like say, what's like a good? I would say my relationship with gay is wholly positive. You know, I look at that and I go, yeah, all right, right on. Let's keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Keep it up. More of that.
Yeah, more of that, please. I'm fond. I think the first thing I said to the world this year was this is the year of the homosexual, I think. And I stand by that.
Is it a coincidence? now we don't have to spend too much time thinking about this. Is it a coincidence that the year of the homosexual is also reportedly the year of Linux? The year of Linux desktop. Is this a false correlation? I don't think so, but we don't have to get into that. But it truly is. It's like, I feel like there have been, you know, I don't want to age myself. I don't want to date myself. But there have been several years of the homosexual, I think. Some good years, but overall maybe mostly bad. Mostly bad. I don't know. I think this year could, but it feels like this year is one of the mostly bad years, you know. But it is all about mindset.
Yeah. You're not wrong. If I had to review the year, I would say, on the whole, not great.
You're not one of the best.
About
halfway through current year, you know, current year, not super great.
No. I would say on the homosexual side, well, you know, I can't even say really that it's like been great in that way on account of the demons. But, you know, on my personal, do I want to talk about my personal life?
That's up to you. That's up to you.
I'll say in personal regards, year of the homosexual, parentheses, positive, end parentheses. And that's you know, that counts for something.
No, that's incredible. That's incredible. You know, gay, I don't know, maybe that's part of the thing of like doing this as a topic, is like exploring the idea that like gay isn't even necessarily two men kissing. I feel like that's very limiting. It is a mindset, it is more of like an overarching ethos that encompasses all sorts of cool things, you know.
It's true.
That are worth discussing. What is we are still on topic. What is a song you listen to when you want to feel really gay?
I have an instant go-to for this, which is fucking, what is the name? Is it Mika? Yeah. Lollipop.
Say Less.
By Mika. That is an instant go-to when I'm just like, I need to like, because to me, being gay, one of the classic ways to be, being gay involves a lot of like body movement in terms of just like, you know, dancing or something, you know?
Yes.
It's just like, it's a good attitude, good time type feel for me. And so that's a song that makes me sort of go like, yeah, I'm gonna be moving around.
Shake my
I'm in
little
a good
butt.
Mood. Yeah, yeah.
Give my tush a little. Can we put in funny sound effects there? Like
beautiful.
Squeaky little tush shaking. Imagine me shaking my tushes. I mentioned earlier you make this wonderful, you know, I thought there was more than there was. I thought there was more than there was, but it's like that profound, I guess, is where I'm going with that. Is like, it's so meaty. You do so much with so little as an artist, I think, and a storyteller, that I think is worth talking about. And like, you know, I guess when we have like a special guest who's of a high regard, high renown, especially with us here at the show, we're all really, really, really huge fans. I'd feel remiss if we didn't spend some of the topic part talking about like your work, your current work.
Yeah.
Which as
sure.
far as I know is nothing doing, right?
That's it. Yep.
It's like kind of the only thing you have active right now.
yeah, I've, you know, I've got other projects that I'm like thinking about, but in terms of what people are seeing, nothing doing, the comic strip is
which is
it.
Available
that's
horseonvhs.com/nothingdoing, I believe, but you could just go to horseonvhs.com and look at that funny little cute little picture of the author at hand. Author's photo.
Right.
I love the face. I love the face on that. Every time I see it, I'm like, I'm in the right place.
But, yeah, I mean, that's my general visage.
That is your general demeanor. You know, I don't want to give away too much. We have met in person. We spent a day together at the Swap-O-Rama.
That's
old heads of anime
place.
Sickos will know. real ones, let's just say, will know. And that was the vibe. If you look at that picture, that is the vibe. From tip to toenail, like, that was it. But yeah, nothing doing. I'm a huge fan. I have some questions. Quick, like,
sure.
I have a couple, like quick ones that are more jokey, and then I have one where I, like, wrote, like, a whole paragraph, I guess. But, like, I'm a real fan. I'm a real fan, and I wanted to just say questions. Have you gone back? This is the hard hitting journalism question. Have you gone back?
Yeah.
And George Lucas any previously released comics after they were already on the website?
Let me see. I did add 17 Jawas. just to make sure, you know, that I was getting a consistent effect. I don't think I actually did any. I think I've, like, fixed mistakes, but I haven't done any, like, significant overhauls, except for adding a song and dance number to Jabba's Palace. So, yeah.
it was worth seeing, but that's what I mean. That's what I mean. You do so much with too little. It was a one additional comic, you know, five panels, but how much world building that adds to know that they're getting down and having a good time at Jabba's Palace. Like, when everyone's not there, it's like, yeah, that's why that place is full up, because it's a fun f***ing place to be. Sorry.
Yeah, it rocks.
It rocks.
It rules.
Salacious B. Crumb is your friend. but yeah, I asked that. It's been on my mind, because I've been engaging a lot with the Nirvana the Band stuff, and listening to commentaries and looking at more behind-the-scenes stuff of, like, Matt Johnson's movies and things like that. And a fact that, like, keeps coming up again is that he just kept editing the show. Like, they would release an episode of the show, and he would release it, like, 9 times. Like it re-edit it. Like, take jokes out, like, move shit around, completely change it. While it was live on their website, because they, like, had it on their own website.
That's really wild, yeah.
Crazy. But that's just been on my mind. I always want to ask other artists if they do that. And I think with, like, a webcomic, yeah, if you go back and you find, like, a spelling error or something like that, that's not – you could do that. You could fix that. Don't worry about that. Just fix it. It's fine. Doing an arc, focusing in on Genie, the ostensible, quote, third character, quote, unquote.
Right.
I thought was really inspired, and you handled it super well. Do you remember what drove you to center her more for a while, to, like, use her as the anchor?
It was pretty, what do you call it? It was pretty practical, I think, just because I was like, I wanted her to be, like, more part of the cast, as it were.
Yeah.
But I also felt this, like, there's sort of a disconnect between these characters, because they all work in the same building, but in different offices and in different roles or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, I feel like she could be some sort of, it could be fun to have her outside of the context of the workplace. Also, just because for a while, and still sort of now, I started feeling like, I'm not sure I want to focus on the workplace as exclusively as I have been.
Yeah.
Now
that you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, absolutely. I'm like piecing it together. It was like, yeah, that was like one of the first times it's been an extended time away, like the night out, the worm. Was it a worm or a snake playing the trumpet?
There was a snake, yeah.
The snake. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. God, we are like, I'm trying to zoom through these now, because I want to give you a little time to plug something else that isn't your own shit. What am I going to ask? This is more of a comment, I guess. I'd like to see more Heavenly Witch Cyberblade. Is this possible? Can we get like a spin-off strip or just like check back in with that?
You know, I'll pitch it to the boys upstairs. You know, the budget's pretty tight these days, but we've been thinking about a 6-episode OVA.
Oh my god!
You know, just
yes!
to tie in.
Yes, let me get in the room for that.
Yeah.
Even just as like a documentarian. But I have some ideas. I love to look. I'm not going to say all this shit. I love your shit. I love looking at like the first comic, the newest comic, like seeing how artists like grow, how characters refine and things like that. And I think you're super good at refining. Like if you look at the first comic where we are now, just like the line details get a little sharper. Everything just gets a little more in focus. Like you're looking at it with glasses on. Is there anything in your mind for Nothing Doing specifically to push the style further and like add in more new techniques, or do you just want to keep refining?
So it's kind of, I've got two like major things that I'm like thinking about as I make it. One is this year I changed this is like very technical, I guess, but I changed the ratio of the page sizes. It used to be a square, and now it's a little bit more vertically formatted, because I wanted to be able to still do 4-panel strips, but also expand that out and do like, you know, a full classic page worth of comics. So you know, a few of the strips this year have been like 5 or 6 panels instead of 4, because I'm just like, I you know, I don't want to write a joke around the 4 panels, you know. I want to write a joke, and if it can use 4 panels, then it uses 4 panels.
Yeah.
But if it needs a 5th panel, I want to be able to give it one. And then otherwise, it's just like, I try to use this as like, you mentioned how there's like, it feels like there's a bunch of it, but really there's 65 strips out right now, which is a good number for me. I don't know. And the thing is, I just try to think of it as like a learning tool in a way. I try not to put too much pressure on it as like, I have to put this thing out every day. Because clearly I haven't been.
right.
But I try to do like, okay, so I'm making this comic. I could just do a very static, like, here's 2 characters talking in a panel. But it's like, as long as I'm taking my time with it, I might as well try to use it to learn how to do new stuff. So the last page I did, I was like really focusing on the perspective of that shot. And I had that like a view downwards on the characters from the top of the hypothetical space they're in, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I can use this as an opportunity to learn a thing. So stuff like that, you know, keeps me going.
Incredible. Well, that's all our time. All right, well, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Wow. Am I a bad host? Is that what's up with that? That's all the time we have today on Yappy Hour. Great second part of the big 2-part premiere. We talked to some great people. Loved talking to Horace C. Nothing Doing for real. Check that out. And so what of gay? It's sort of like being a lesbian, from what I hear. It's pretty cool. It's something that we could all stand to be more of, more often. I'd like to thank our yappers today, a real German scientist, the second one, and Horace, of course. Great work. Now all that's left is our customary note from the office concerning utilitarian legal texts. Yappy Hour is produced 100% organically. No corporations or conglomerations endorse this or any other episode of Yappy Hour. All persons living and dead are entirely coincidental. The views and opinions expressed in Yappy Hour do not necessarily represent the views and opinions held by its participants or the organization. You can join the real community at twitter.realdiscord.org, and even, why not toss us a donation at ko-fi.com/realdiscord to help keep the work we do free and accessible, and to help keep our mission to hack the freaking planet alive. If you become a member, you can literally tell me what to do. You got to look at the fine print, though. Check the fine print. It's always there. No matter what we do. Isn't that wild? Anyways, that's it. Hope you had fun. Hope you maybe learned something. And you are the weakest link. Goodbye.